A federal government is a combination of a unitary and a confederate government. It is one in which the powers of the government are divided between a centralized location and outlying local governments, any number of local governments. Each serves as a separate center of authority. So you have, like, the United States is a federal government. Large nations have got to be federal governments because it's impossible to govern at a unitary level, and it's so chaotic to govern at a confederate level that what you do is you have a centrally located head of the government with outlying smaller governments that all have unitary powers. So, like, if you look at the United States, our central location of a government is Washington, D.C. That's the national government. Then what you have is 50 separate state governments, which serve as unitary governments, but also work in conjunction with the central authority in Washington, D.C. Russia is a federal government. Brazil is a large country and a federal government. India is a large country and a federal government. These big countries just couldn't make it. If they were unitary, that would be impossible. I mean, think of the United States. What if we had no Lansing government? What if you had to deal with issues in the state, but you only could go to Washington, D.C.? Or think about Alaska or Hawaii. How in God's name would they deal with issues if their only opportunity or access was at the Washington, D.C. level? What a federal government provides, and this is the strength of the system, is that you have access to different points in the system. So do you want to deal with your government? You want to challenge your government? You want to hold it accountable for its public policies? Well, then you can go to Washington, D.C. for national issues. You go to Lansing for state issues. And at every state, you can go to the state government. A lot of federal governments even have smaller locales. Like in the United States, we have different government agencies in local areas, like school boards and city governments. The strength, again, of a federal government is it can take on a large area, and you can access that government at so many different points, which means if you're awake and involved, you should certainly be able to address your public interest needs in a federal government.